Chapter 23. Welcome to the NFL. After Norm Coleman's election contest was thrown out in April, it was obvious to everyone that I was going to be seated sooner or later. And when Arlen Specter switched parties 2 days later, making me the presumptive filibuster-busting 60th Democratic vote, my imminent arrival in the Senate became what Joe Biden would call a big freaking deal. Specter had joined Biden in the Senate in 1981, so the two had served together for nearly 3 decades, and it was the vice president who had brokered Specter's party switch. As part of the deal, Specter got to keep his 3 decades of seniority, meaning he would be well-positioned to snag big committee chairmanships over more junior Democrats, even if they had been part of the caucus for years. Also a big deal. But something that a lot of Democratic senators weren't thrilled about. Then, in a May 5th interview with the New York Times, Specter, now a Democrat, was asked who he wanted to win in Minnesota. He said, Norm Coleman. Evidently, Arlen had forgotten that he had changed uniforms. It gave disgruntled Democratic senators a great excuse to strip him of his seniority and send him to the back of the line within the caucus, which they did in an elaborate ceremony involving a sword, a candle, and a silver Masonic trowel made by Paul Revere. A couple of days later, Shriok, Franny, and I headed over to the White House for a meeting with Vice President Biden, who I'd always been a big fan of. The three of us were ushered into the Vice President's office in the West Wing, where we waited for just a few minutes before Biden walked in and warmly welcomed us. Then, sitting on the couch across from us, he turned very serious. "I've been in this town 40 years," he said. "And let me tell you how you succeed in this town, how I got here." He leaned toward me to bring home the import of what he was about to say. "Never promise anything you can't deliver. Never promise anything you can't deliver." I nodded. I understood. I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to do that. Then he turned to the little unpleasantness regarding Specter. The vice president wanted to make sure I wasn't offended and wouldn't hold it against Arlen. "Oh, no," I said. "Just tell Arlen that I know it was a rookie mistake." This brought a small, slightly pained laugh from the vice president. Then, "No, I won't tell him that." I nodded, "Okay." Then he turned to business. "Listen, you're going to be seated soon. Might be a week, might be a month, but you're going to be seated. And we've got to get you something. We need to get you something that you can deliver right away for the people of Minnesota." This sounded good. "Is there anything you can think of?" he asked. Well, I hadn't prepared for this. "I guess completing the North Star line, that's the commuter rail line that's supposed to go from Minneapolis to St. Cloud." The vice president nodded. It was a brilliant nod because it was utterly ambiguous. Maybe he knew what I was talking about, maybe he didn't. God, he was good at this. "But see, right now, it only goes from Minneapolis to Big Lake, which is about halfway to St. Cloud." "Right," he said. "And, well, right after the stimulus passed, you went to St. Cloud, and you said that we were going to complete the line with the money from the stimulus." Another nod. Yes, he remembered. "How much is that going to cost?" he asked. "I think $135 million. I knew that was a lot, but it was a $787 billion stimulus bill." Biden considered it for a couple of seconds, then nodded decisively. "Then that's what we're going to do. A few days after you get seated, we'll announce that we're going to complete that line, and we're going to give you the credit." "Wow, that's great." So this is how things work, I thought. Not so hard, this whole senator thing. It wouldn't be long before I was the crafty veteran, a giant of the Senate in my own right, doling out wise if slightly patronizing and rather obvious advice to newbies. The vice president and I shook hands, and then he gave Franny and Shriok nice hugs. We left the Veep's office feeling good. As we headed out, we walked by Ron Klain's office. Ron had been Vice President Gore's chief of staff and was doing the same job now for Biden. Ron popped out and said hi. "How'd it go?" he asked cheerily. "Really well," I said, beaming. He said we're going to get the North Star line finished up to St. Cloud. Ron knew exactly what I was talking about. How much is that going to cost? He asked with significantly less cheer. I think about $135 million, I answered brightly. There was the slightest pause, me grinning from ear to ear. Then Ron shook his head. No. Huh? That's too much, he said. And then Shriok, Franny, and I went home. Welcome to the NFL.